Hey, Vikings fans, our combine coverage continues with the one and only Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, NBC Sports Network, Football Night in America. Well, I mean, there's so many things.
NBC Sports Radio, did we get that in there?
No, you did.
All right, NBCSN, weekdays, 5 to 8 cornfields time, as Paul Allen would say.
Yeah, that's right.
You were just with our buddy Paul Allen doing radio. You had him on your show earlier. You guys were talking Vikings, I'm sure. What are the talkers at the combine for the Vikings?
Well, look, with Adrian Peterson having the option not picked up as of yesterday and the Vikings announcing that, now everybody knows. So that's going to be one of the topics. Where is he going to land? What's he going to do? And I think the Vikings did themselves a favor because now, even though Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer will be asked questions about Adrian Peterson, it won't be, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Now we know what they're going to do. And from Peterson's perspective, his agents have a chance to come here. And even though it's illegal, it's tampering, they're not allowed to do it, everybody knows what happens here. The guys who are going to become free agents, their agents have conversations with teams and they figure out what's going to happen, what they're going to do next. And I think for Adrian Peterson, it's important for him to have an opportunity to see what's out there. Whatever teams he's interested in, whoever's interested in him, he'll see what's out there. And there's a chance that it's what's not out there that gets him to come back to the Vikings when he realizes maybe the Vikings will pay him more than anyone else and maybe the Vikings have the best opportunity for him. I also am intrigued by the possibility, Mike, that he'll – because he's told me last year that the grind of the offseason program bothers him. Yeah. If he wanted to, he could pull a Brett Favre and show up in August if he wanted to. Now, the problem is there may be no seat for him, that a team that would otherwise be interested may – otherwise make arrangements at running back, but he doesn't have to sign. If he's free agent, he can wait as long as he wants. He could wait until June, July, August, and it'll be interesting to see if he feels compelled to re-sign quickly with a team and get in and learn the personnel, the coaching staff, the offense, or whether he does take some time off of the offseason program.
You know, with the running backs, you hear, hey, the running back position is being devalued in the NFL, but then you look at the Super Bowl, and those two teams had a bunch of really good running backs, and you look at how teams like to spread out the passing game to running backs. So it's like the running back position is devalued in terms of how much money one guy will get, but not in terms of how much running backs are used, right?
Well, running backs are used, but I think 10, 15 years ago, teams started to realize that instead of putting all your focus in one guy, who becomes the star player, and everybody buys his jersey, and everybody wants him on fantasy football, and we get to a point where we have to sign him to a huge contract. And, you know, teams like the Seahawks, when they had Sean Alexander, they quickly regretted the big contract they had to give him because they had reached the point of his useful life with the team. So I think teams decided, you know what, let's have two or three guys. We keep them fresh, we extend their careers, and we never put ourselves in a position where we have to break the bank for a running back. And when you look at the running backs other than Adrian Peterson, you know, LeSean McCoy's making around $6, $7 million. The market is not gigantic for running backs. Now, Le'Veon Bell is going to be in line for more than $12 million under the franchise tag, but for the most part, they're grinding it out between $3 to $7 million a year, and teams have multiple running backs. And, you know, the running backs would prefer to be workhorses, but you get a guy like D'Angelo Williams every once in a while at age 33 who says, I appreciate the fact that I wasn't chewed up when I was 24, 25, 26, and I can still play now because I was in a rotation. And so there is value. You can extend a career, but you're never going to burn bright like LaDainian Tomlinson, Adrian Peterson, Sean Alexander, Chris Johnson for those few years with the Titans. Those guys are going to be fewer and farther between, I think.
When you look at the Vikings, some of the in-house business to potentially take care of re-signing your own free agents or extending guys who are under contract right now but extending them long-term, anything that maybe catches your attention more than something else?
Well, look, the quarterback position is always the most important. Sam Bradford's under contract for one more year. And what the Vikings do with Teddy Bridgewater's fifth-year option, May 3rd, that's when they have to decide whether or not to pick up that fifth year. Now, he was the 32nd pick, so it's a lower stratosphere of salary for next year than it is for, like, the Jaguars and Blake Bortles, who have an $18 million decision to make for him by May 3rd. But, you know, what is Sam Bradford's status going to be? Are they going to extend his contract? Are they going to pick up Teddy Bridgewater's option? Who's going to be the quarterback 2017 and beyond? I don't think anybody knows right now, and a lot of it depends upon, number one, Teddy Bridgewater healing, and number two, this offense is going to migrate away from what he knew with Norv Turner. So now you've got an offense that's being more tailored to Sam Bradford. You know, you could say, oh, we're going to compete once these guys are healthy, but if the offense is constructed in a way that it meshes with one guy's strengths and minimizes that guy's weaknesses, he's going to be more likely to be the guy. So that's the big decision, I think. Also, Xavier Rhodes, what are they going to do with him? Yep. But, you know, the I think with the Vikings, the offensive line has been so bad, and the quarterback situation is in such flux, and you throw Adrian Peterson on top of it, I think the offense is going to be the focus. That they're confident that defensively with Mike Zimmer there, they'll figure it out. Offensively is where they need to really figure it out and fix some things that kept the team from being a postseason contender last year.
You have fun being here at the Combine?
I have fun. I have fun every day. I mean, you've done this long enough to know it's not a job. Don't tell anybody, then they won't want to pay us. But, you know, the travel, I could live without the travel. I like being at home. But, you know, you get to talk to people. You're talking football. You're not really working. And after you do, like, this kind of stuff, it's not – I mean, I know I'm going to screw up 7 times. I just accept it, and I just keep going.
We're going to try and sneak into the owners' meetings this year. Are you going to be there?
I will be. In Arizona, I will be there. Oh, sneak in? What do you mean? You work for the Vikings. I think they can get you in.
I don't know. They like to keep us away sometimes, so we're going to have to sneak in probably.
No, I'm able to sneak in. If I can sneak in, then
there
you
go. Well, we'll come in on your coattails maybe.
That's right. Well, we got the Barstool guys into the Super Bowl radio row somehow, and Pat McAfee was here today, so apparently the banishment of Barstool Sports has ended.
You'll appreciate this. We had Pat. We interviewed Pat today. He did the Viking skull chant for us on camera. Unprompted, by the way.
What is – I thought it was just skull. It's just skull.
Can we get you to do it?
No.
Come on.
You're setting me up. No. Because I never know where this is going to show up.
Well,
it's
right.
It's going to be used against me.
It's going to be
I want to get his hands on it.
It's going to be a push notification on the Vikings app.
No. Sorry.
That's Mike Florio.
Skull.
Thanks for your time.
That's all I know. I thought this chant is just skull.
No, but you put your hands above your head.
No, I'm not doing that. I'll come blow the horn.
Sound. You sound the gallop.
Mark, Ziggy, let me come sound the horn. Can I sound the horn? What do I have to do to sound the horn? Who do I have to pay to sound the horn?
I think you just did it.
Okay. I want to sound the horn. I will come to Minnesota on my own dime to sound the horn. Who's going to sound the horn for Super Bowl 52? It's an NBC event. Maybe I should work on that.
Wow. Now you've got an angle. See? I always knew you were a good business guy.
Will they sound the horn before Super Bowl 52?
Why wouldn't we? We're going to be in the game, Mike.
Well, I told Paul Allen did not appreciate this. What if Adrian Peterson goes to the Packers?
Stop. Now, just stop.
And what if the Packers make it to the Super Bowl?
How do I turn this off? Where's the off button here? Stop it. We're going to be in the game, okay?
All right. First time ever.
Thank you.
There's a jinx, supposedly.
First time ever that a team has hosted the Super Bowl and played in it. Yeah. I would say Vikings Nation is owed that from the football gods after all the stuff we've been through.
Going back over the last 45 years, I would say the debt from the football gods is fairly significant.
So we could call it even if we can play the game in our own stadium.
Well, and win the game. See, I think the ultimate dilemma for a Vikings fan is if you go back again, you're going to spend the 2 weeks saying, oh, God, we can't lose a fifth one.
I know.
It's almost better to not go back.
I would love to have that problem to have to worry about that.
That, I predict, would be a very long 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And fun.
If it all works out.
And it will. And then you'll do the skull chant.
I'll do the – oh, if the Vikings win the – hey, I've told Paul Allen if the Vikings win the Super Bowl, I'll get a Vikings tattoo, which means I'll never have to get a Vikings tattoo. He always appreciates it when I add that part at the end.
And you'll let him squeeze your sides.
He already did today. I don't like that. Eventually he's going to do it. I'm going to punch him in the face.
You'll get in trouble for that.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it'll be worth it.
I think you know someone who could get you out of that, though, right? Someone with a legal background?
I would represent myself. I couldn't do any worse than, you know – I couldn't do much better, but I definitely wouldn't do any worse.
You're usually against people representing themselves.
Yeah, but I don't know. If you cry enough, they tend to show lenience.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, man.
All right. Thanks for your time.
All right, bye.